You're listening to Radio MD. What's good and good for you? Why, Family Food Kitchen, of course. Here they are, Ellen Briggs and Carolina Jantak.
Boy, do I remember the days when my son ate breakfast on the way to school. There were many of those days. To avoid feeding him fast food, breakfast, junk food, I created some easy throw-together recipes so his mind would stay sharp and alert until lunch. Carolina, your kids are young. Do you have the privilege of sitting down with them at the breakfast table every morning, school morning?
Yeah, Ellen, you know me too well by now. I do. We still do sit down for breakfast, even though it's starting to already break up a little bit. Like, used to be the four of us. Now it's more my husband will start breakfast with them, and then he gets up to go get ready, and I finish breakfast with them. So I make them sit down for breakfast still. But like you said, they are just, well, my son's going to be 5 next week. I can't believe that. And my daughter is 7. Wow. So it's still, they're still pretty young. But I can already see the need for some of those on-the-go breakfasts because they're approaching that time.
Oh, my goodness. I remember those days. They were nice. You are in for it, though. I just want you to know those days are going to start to dwindle as your kids become more active and school starts earlier and earlier and so early in the morning that it's really hard to get it together. So I think my favorite go-to solution was wraps. I always had some whole grain tortillas, small ones, or depending. As he got older, they got bigger. And I would either just take the leftovers from the night before, heat them up, throw them in the wrap. You know, I might put a little bit of a butter or a veggies on there to a little moisture, and I just throw it in, roll it up, and then I would heat it up together, and he would put some toothpicks in, and he would run out the door with one or two or however many he needed. It depended on his age. And it worked. And the other thing I would do is just scramble up some eggs, throw in a slice of really yummy cheese, cheddar cheese, maybe Cabot cheddar cheese, that we always have that on hand, or a mozzarella, and maybe a little seasoning, and then, or if I had a slice of turkey, he actually preferred it not to be with turkey, but you can put some meat in there, roll it up, and send him out the door, and then he's got his protein, his fiber, and what's the other thing that you always recommend that we need to have for breakfast, Carolina?
Oh, yeah, so regardless if you're sitting down to eat or you're eating on the run, I think it still stands true that breakfast is the most important meal of the day. So I like to say get a good quality protein. And what I mean by quality protein is because I don't want to hear how your bacon is counting for protein because it's not. So good quality protein would be like something like eggs or a plant-based protein, which one's a little bit harder for most people. Because, you know, beans, or you can go for nuts. I mean, nut butters are fantastic. We always have, once again, nut butter, almond butter, and at least the smooth or the crunchy peanut butter, one of them open. And it's usually a go-to because the same burritos that you're talking about, we'll do a lot of that with fruit too, where we'll use the whole wheat tortilla. And then I spread almond butter in the tortilla. And then I put a bunch of chopped fruit and roll it up, and they eat it like, you know, like a fruit roll-up kind of thing, a fruit tortilla. Sometimes, like, if I have extra time, I'll actually make the pancake, really thin pancakes, and use that to roll it up instead of the tortilla. But that's a weekend type of breakfast, not a school day breakfast.
You made me think of something else. That if you've got a waffle iron, you know, those quickie ones, like small ones. And you have a battery, have it made up, just throw it in. And then you can just use that as a sandwich, or it can be an open sandwich kind of thing. You just put things between that. Now you've got a whole grain batter and you've got all kinds of things. Again, don't overlook leftovers. I always make extra so there's something for me to throw in lunch boxes and breakfasts the next day. And it just works. It's so easy. Smoothies, yeah. I think smoothies are another magic solution because you can really power pack those up. What's a good one that you recommend?
Yeah, that's true. Smoothie is an easy one to get all three of the food that I was talking about. So I talk about good quality protein, fruits, and fiber is what I try to focus on breakfast, especially for kids. The fruit is there because you want to pick like the fruits that are brain like fruits, brain fueling fruits like blueberries, all your berries, and even some of the vegetables too. And then the nut butters that will also help. They're also brain foods and they're super easy to add to smoothies. And for the smoothies, you can either use a water-based smoothie or a milk-based. And for the milk, whatever milk that you normally drink at home, either it be whole fat, low fat, organic, or even one of the alternative milk if you have an allergy or an intolerance, you can start with that and then use frozen fruit. So it's super easy. And you can put a handful of a leaf, so spinach or kale, or even arugula, put a handful of it in there and then complete it with a couple tablespoons of a nut butter. And that's super easy to make. It's super fast and they can take it on the go. So if you have somebody that's going to go and wait at the bus stop, for example, you can give them a cup that they can just take it and drink it as they're waiting for the bus to come. So it's easy to get all your foods in one, and it's so good too. I love smoothies. I like starting my days with a smoothie.
I do that every day, and that's what I've done for the kids as well. And it just makes it easy. You just make it taste good. Again, we have recipes, lots of recipes. And the nut butters, and if you have allergies, sunflower seed butters are great tummy fillers. You know, they make you feel like you are not hungry in an hour. So many kids eat those nutrient empty processed breakfasts and they're hungry before they even get to school.
Sure.
Or certainly shortly
sure.
after, and then they start acting out, and we just don't want that for your kids. Yogurt is another one. Oh my gosh. I have a granddaughter, the berries in it, so we put berries in, and then she has nuts and seeds because she doesn't have any allergies along with that, so she's getting her probiotics, she's getting her calcium and her all the nutrients that you get from yogurt, and then she's getting the berries, which you talked about are very important.
Yeah.
And then she's getting all those good fats and proteins out of nuts and seeds. You could put a bag together of a mixed nuts and throw in some dried fruit, like, oh, my favorite, the sour cherries. You can get those at Trader Joe's. They're just super duper. Just put a few in, and you find yourself eating the whole bag, and that's what you want your kids to do on the way to school. Any other thoughts on your mind?
Yeah, there's three seeds that I always have, and I keep them all in my fridge, by the way, because they are high in fat, so they oxidize, so I like to keep them in the fridge. Three seeds
Absolutely.
That I have, and I try to have at least one of them each day for breakfast and put it for my kids and my husband, too. So I have chia seeds, flax seeds, and hemp hearts, and Manitoba Harvest hemp hearts. Mm. So I have all three of those, and then whatever, if I'm doing yogurt, I'll usually use the hemp hearts because that's that my kids really like to eat it. For doing smoothie, I'll do the chia seeds. They help kind of bring that more like gelatinous type of smoothie to the smoothie, the consistency. My kids like that. I like that, so we'll do that. The flax seeds I kind of use for the scrambled eggs, the tortilla, or even if I'm making muffins. I love making mini muffins on the weekend and then freezing. Like, I'll put Ziploc bags of 5 mini muffins in each bag, put it in the freezer. That way I can just put it in the toaster oven for like 30 seconds and they're ready to go. And those, I usually try to make them packed with protein and fiber by using the seeds and by using one of the nut butters. And then I usually throw in either fruits or vegetables. So we'll do like a squash muffin, or we'll do a carrot muffin, something like that. So those are my go-to strategies for breakfast. Easy, fast, and healthy breakfast.
Yeah, and it's time to wind up. Go ahead.
Yeah, it is. It went by so fast. But I don't want to go without saying the water. Gosh, start your day with a glass of water. That goes for everyone in the family. You spend all night breathing in and out, and so you get really dehydrated. So make sure that you're getting a nice tall glass of water every day when you wake up. And for more of our recipes, visit us on kidcritics.org. There's a recipe tab with everything. Listen to our other podcasts on radiomd.com. And in the meantime, eat well and stay well.